to be able to even be thinking about a double bye in the ACC, let alone already having pretty much wrapped up the single bye, it's kind of amazing to think that NC State's in this position. And I mean, with an actual chance at having that double bye and being in that top four of the ACC heading into the NCAA tournament, that's huge and completely unexpected from this group.
Yeah, you know, still a little bit of work to do down the stretch. In that vein, another, you know, tough ACC game. I mean, they're all tough coming up, but at home Sunday against a now ranked Florida State team. And we are going to bring on assistant sports editor Michael Hudak of the Florida State student newspaper to tell us a little bit more about next week's opponent, or our next opponent. So we will bring you Michael by phone. And guys, we are here now with Michael Hudak, assistant sports editor of FSVU, Florida State student newspaper. How are you doing today, Michael?
I'm doing great. Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's great to have you on. We appreciate you taking time. So just kind of to start out, you know, for NC State fans that maybe haven't watched a lot of Seminoles basketball this year, kind of what kind of a basketball team is Florida State? What kind of comes to mind when you watch them play?
Well, under head coach Leonard Hamilton, who has been the head coach here for a very long time, this team is always a fast team that likes to get out in transition and beat you with their defense. Their half-court game has been pretty good this year, but usually this team is a team that feeds off of creating turnovers, getting downhill, and being able to score in transition. Now, this season in particular has been an interesting one, something that Florida State fans haven't seen in a couple years now, because there's always been that one scorer. There's always been that one guy. A couple years ago, it was Xavier Rattan-Mace, who is now on the New York Knicks practice squad. Last year, it was Dwayne Bacon, who is now playing in Charlotte, and Jonathan Isaac, who is the number six overall pick to Orlando. So, as you can tell, all of these guys have left, and now the team is really built on the character players that were here a couple years back. And now those guys are the starters. Those guys are the preliminary scorers. And that's been an interesting thing. You've got guys like Terrence Mann, who was expected to be one of the better players on this team. He still is one of the better players on this team and leads the team in scoring, but he's gone through some struggles this year. Then you've got a guy like Phil Cooper, who's been on this program for 4 to 5 years already, and now he has developed a completely different part of their game. So it's a different part of his game as well. He's created, he's become a pretty good mid-range shooter, which he didn't really have last season. Basically, this team is different from years past, but they're still on that Leonard Hamilton philosophy of creating defense, getting in transition, and beating you with their speed and athleticism.
Yeah, so, you know, Florida State now jumping up into the national rankings this past week, coming in at 25 in the AP poll. But how would you evaluate the season so far and how it's gone and how Florida State has lived up to expectations and also maybe missed out on some?
Honestly, I think that this team is right with their expectations. Everyone knows, and I know that you guys know as well, that the ACC is one of the better conferences in all college basketball, if not the outright best. This team was supposed to be a middle-of-the-line team. We expected them to kind of play up to their competition, which they have on the road at Duke, at home against UNC, who they beat 81-80. But you've also had your downsides, right? Giving up 10-point leads at home to a team like Louisville and then being able to beat them on the road a couple weeks later. Almost losing a game to a team like Syracuse, who is basically on the bubble right now. But for Florida State, they're right along where they're right at the expectation level right now. And I think that Florida State fans understand that. And I think the rest of the college basketball world does as well. You've got your impressive victories, but you've also got your moments where they're a little head scratching. And most of the problems are from the shoulders up, finishing games, like I said, keeping leads. But as far as the conference goes in Florida State right now, kind of sitting in the middle, that's exactly where their team or their fans and the media specifically expected them to be throughout the season. And they're right on par with that.
So you mentioned that this team is kind of taking more of an all-hands-on-deck approach as opposed to having, you know, one or two dominant scorers this year, which is something we've seen at NC State as well. But who are kind of some key players to watch and guys that NC State fans should have in their mind going into this game?
Well, one of the more interesting players, and I mentioned him earlier, is Phil Cooper. this guy never really had that much of a mid-range game. He was always a pretty good three-point shooter, and he was pretty good in the post as well in his early years, but never really had that mid-game, that mid-range game. And since he has developed that this year, which has really just been this year, I mean, this guy has put in a lot of work over the summer leading into this season. He says it all the time. But this is a guy to watch out for because he can really hit his stride at any time, at any moment. We saw a couple last week against Clemson where Florida State was down by 18 points at home. Phil Culper didn't take a single shot in the first half. Coming out of the locker room in the second half, he starts the second half 8-for-8, finishes 8-for-9, scores all 17 of his points in the second half in a matter of 9 to 10 minutes. And all of a sudden, Florida State's forcing overtime. They go on to beat Clemson, and that's one of the big reasons why they are in the top 25 once again. This is a guy that can go off at any point in time. And I think the NC State, I certainly know in their preparations that they have respected that. Phil Culper has surprised Florida State, and I think he surprised a lot of his opponents as well.
All right, so, you know, here in Raleigh, obviously NC State fans know a ton about the team, the Wolfpack, and also have, you know, started to fall in love with Kevin Keats. But give us an outside perspective, someone that isn't around this area. What have you been hearing about NC State and the Wolfpack and Kevin Keats?
NC State, they're one of those teams that can beat you in a lot of different ways with three. They can also beat you in transition. But the thing that Florida State, I think, is looking at in this game, and this is something, it goes back to what I mentioned a couple of minutes ago, that NC State is one of those teams that can beat you in the half-court game. They can slow the game down and take advantage of your weaknesses, zone in on it, and really attack it. And that's something that Florida State has ran into trouble. Like I said, Louisville earlier this season, when they came to Tallahassee, it was like they were a different team in the first half than in the second half. It was really a tale of two halves. Louisville slowed down the pace in the second half, and they were able to beat Florida State at its own weakness. That's something that we've noticed from NC State so far this season, and I think that especially on the road right now for Florida State, which this team is a little suspect on the road so far this season, I think that that's one of the things that they're really looking to avoid against NC State, is that the game is having the game slow down to the point where they can't use their athleticism in transition. They can't beat anybody on the boards, and they can't create their own shots against either a zone or a man defense. And that's something that NC State has always been pretty good at, is beating you at literally what you are worst at. And that's something that Florida State's definitely been paying attention to going into this matchup. And with three games left in the regular season, you're going to have some good teams that are able to beat you at your weaknesses, but NC State has this ability to do that just right. And that's something that Florida State has definitely been preparing for coming into this game.
So keeping in mind kind of everything that we've talked about here going into this game, kind of what's your expectation or your prediction? What do you think happens on Sunday?
Well, Florida State, like I said, they've been kind of on and off as far as when they go on the road. Like, their first ACC game of the entire conference schedule was on the road at Cameron Indoor. And the score wound up being 100-93. But Florida State, they kept that game close. With about 2 minutes left, it was tied at 93. So Florida State can definitely play well on the road. Don't get me wrong. But I think at this point in the season, they've realized their strengths, they've realized their weaknesses. I think this is a very competitive game, guys. And I think that as far as NC State goes, they have the advantage in this game specifically because they are at home and because, you know, they're sort of riding some momentum as well. But Florida State is coming off of one of their best weeks of the season. They avoided disaster against Pittsburgh. But before that, like I mentioned, they were able to beat Clemson in what was one of the craziest games I've ever seen at the Donald L. Tucker Civic Center in Tallahassee. So coming into this game, if Florida State can keep their defense up and create transition opportunities and not get ahead of themselves too much. Usually when this team has a lead, they have a tendency to blow it, especially on the road. We've also seen that at home. But I think that Florida State, as long as they can get out fast early and maintain their lead, maintain their composure, and take good shots, they'll be able to win this game. I got to go with Florida State with this one, guys. I think they're hitting their stride at just the right time. I think it's going to be a decently high-scoring game, giving Florida State 95-90.
I definitely could see a close one at PNC on Sunday. Michael, I think that's pretty much all we've got for you today. Thank you so much for coming on and volunteering your time for our show today.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Well, Alec, that was great. It's always nice to have somebody on from the opponent who can offer us some perspective for these games.
Yeah, it is. It's good to get a little more information on the teams we're playing because obviously we can't follow everyone.
And so going off of that, you know, we've heard Michael's prediction for Sunday's game. I would like to hear yours now.
Yeah, I think, you know, he mentioned Florida State was playing well right now, but I think NC State's playing as good as it has this year. It's, you know, coming off three really good wins and then gets to come home again to PNC Arena for a big game, and it's a ranked Florida State team, which would be a huge win for the Wolfpack. And I think with the way NC State's been playing and knowing what they have to do to, you know, maybe solidify their place in the NCAA tournament, I think NC State wins this one. I think it'll be a close game, you know, somewhere in the 70s, maybe 78, 75 or so. I don't think it'll be too high scoring, but it will be close. But I think NC State can pull this one off in PNC.
Yeah, I think there's a lot to be said for momentum this time of year. And like Michael pointed out, Florida State has some, but NC State, just the way this team is playing with three wins in a row, you're playing at home in front of your home crowd. It's one of your last two home games. So it'll be the second to last home game for some of these players. I just think in front of the home fans, it will be close. Florida State is a good basketball team, but NC State adds to its resume, adds another top 25 win. And in my mind, I think if you win this game, essentially clinches an NCAA tournament berth.
Yeah, I think, you know, you win one more ACC game, you get to 10-8 bare minimum with Georgia Tech next week, maybe even 11-7 if you can win this one. That should get you in this conference to be that far over 500, to be in that upper half of teams. And with some of the wins NC State has, the Duke win, the Carolina win, Arizona back to the beginning of the year, I think that a win against Florida State really does maybe solidify the NCAA tournament spot.
Yeah, and I think that is about all we have for you guys this week. Again, I'm your host, sports editor Andrew Schnicker.
I'm your other host, assistant sports editor Alex Sawyer.
And that will do it for this week. Thanks for listening, everyone.